The state's Department of Health and Social Services is starting to distribute Narcan kits around Alaska. The nasal spray stops opioid overdoses. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman joined a group at the Covenant House in Anchorage as they assembled kits late last month.
20-year-old Nichelle Williams rips stickers off plastic pencil cases. Then she carefully lines up each box so the next volunteer can put on a different label.
They all have to be the same way.
No, not.
So it's easier to put the stickers on. See, they're putting stickers on them.
Mm-hmm.
So
she increases our chances not to screw it up.
Thank you.
They're at the beginning of a long assembly line for building Narcan kits, small plastic boxes that contain a nasal spray drug, basic instructions, gloves, and CPR masks. The kits will be used to stop overdoses from heroin, OxyContin, and other opioids. Williams jokes about the importance of her role, but she clearly understands the seriousness of what she's doing. Narcan saved her life twice. Her cousin wasn't as lucky.
She ended up dying right in front of me. If I had the Narcan, I probably would have been able to save her, but that wasn't, you know, it wasn't popular at that time.
That's why the state is trying to get Narcan into the hands of everyone who might need it. It's part of the governor's initiatives to fight the opioid epidemic. State epidemiologists report from 2009 to 2015, 774 people in Alaska died from opioid overdoses. Andy Jones is chief of emergency response for the state's Department of Health and Social Services.
This isn't about clinicians. This is about the general public. And what it means is we're giving a life-saving tool to everybody within who wants one within Alaska, and then they have the capability to be what they call a overdose rescue first responder.
He says administering Narcan to someone who is overdosing will buy time, but you still need to call 911.
It doesn't mean it's a home run for you. It usually means you have about 30 minutes to 40 minutes. Those opioids are still in your body and could bind back to your receptor and throw you back into an overdose.
Jones says some people have the misconception that giving away Narcan will make others more likely to use opioids. But he says that is not the case. Rapid withdrawal is a painful process. Nichelle Williams has firsthand experience with that.
When I overdosed and had to get Narcan, that was a worth withdrawal of my life, and I didn't want to go through that again.
She says having Narcan available did not make her think it was safer to use heroin or encourage her to use. But getting clean wasn't an easy process, and treatment options were not immediately available. Williams started using opioids when she was 17 after being prescribed narcotics for pain from foot surgery, and she quickly became dependent. When her pills ran out, she switched to heroin.
You know, when I experienced getting high, it took all my physical pain away. And then after the physical pain went away, it went to my head and was like a head and body high for me.
William says it helped ease her emotional pain, and she couldn't control her cravings. She overdosed 3 times, then was mandated to get treatment. She says the Narcan saved her life, but ultimately, she needed a strong support system to stay sober.
I think that, you know, like when you go and ask for help, not having people sit there and judge you and make you feel like you're less of a person because you use drugs, that's not okay to me.
Williams hasn't used in 6 months and plans to start her degree in psychology in the fall. Young people can request the kits from Covenant House staff to use themselves and to give to others. Anyone in the state who needs kits can email projecthope@alaska.gov. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.